Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Motivation, inspiration. You know, no matter what kind of work you do, what you do in life, you need to be inspired and you need to be motivated to bringing the best you every day of your life. We need inspiration in our lives to drive us to achieve more, to climb higher, to do better. And that's especially true if we own a business. We need to know what inspires us so we know how to keep ourselves motivated. We hope that you'll find and are finding that Thriving Entrepreneur is one of your sources for motivation, for ideas, for things that inspire you to growing your business. We want to help you have the best life, the best business, the best everything you can have, and help you to continually be striving to reach that next level. So today, I'm excited to be joined by a great friend of mine, Ernie Villanueva. Now, just to tell you a little bit, Ernie is a master salesman with record-shattering sales, but more importantly than that, he has dedicated his life to traveling the world and inspiring people to do more, be more, and to see just how much more there is in life. So join with me in welcoming Ernie Villanueva. Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Steve.
It's great to have you here on the show. Just real quick, tell us a little bit so that people that don't know you know a little bit about your background.
All righty. I had the great opportunity, Steve, to get started in direct sales at the tender age of 19 years old, and I spent 7 years with that organization. And then I decided that everything that I had learned and been taught and read and studied and had programmed into my brain was something that I would like to take to a different level. And so I started going to Toastmasters and JCs and Kiwanis. Anybody or anywhere that I had an opportunity to speak, I went there, passed out my cards, and from there, from doing all that networking, I got a few people who called and said, I'd like you to speak to my employees, and word of mouth started spreading. And then I called some of the people who I knew from my original days in direct selling, and they had moved up to a really important position in this company. And just to give you a little bit of background, this company now, the home office for this company is Berkshire Hathaway. And I just looked at the paper the other day, and if you wanted to buy one share of stock in Berkshire Hathaway, it would cost you around $230,000. So I had the opportunity with them to travel all over the world to about 35 different countries, and then I also had the opportunity to go to Bible school, and after I went to Bible school, started traveling and doing ministry.
So I know you have inspired millions of people around the world, but talk to us, what are some of the importances of being motivated, especially when you work for yourself?
Well, when you're an entrepreneur, a person has to come to a personal understanding that they are the CEO and they are the janitor and everything in between there. And most people, when they become an entrepreneur, for the first few years, Steve, they work a lot harder and they earn a lot less than what they're getting paid for. But if they're successful and they're diligent, and they learn how to manage themselves, manage their time, manage and train their employees, then in the end, they get paid a whole bunch more than what they're actually working for. And to do that, a person has got to have goals. I did a session a while ago. It was called Dreams, Goals, and Passion. And a person, they can have a dream, and that dream can be something that excites them. They can be intoxicated by it. They can be, like a man on a mission, focused like a laser beam and know exactly what they want to do. But then with that dream, there's got to be a goal. And a man is a goal-striving mechanism. And in our mind, the brain is a tool with which we think. But the sad part, Steve, is that The average person has around 10,000 thoughts a day going through his mind. But the sad part is that about 9,000 of those thoughts that go through a person's mind today are the same exact thoughts that went through his mind yesterday. It may be he's interested in sports, it may be television, it may be movies, it may be politics, it may be, you know, family, whatever is going on. And so what a person's got to do, if they're going to be a successful entrepreneur, they have got to splice that tape and they've got to add additional information that is directed specifically to their business and to their personal growth, because as they grow personally, they can pass that personal growth on to those that they come in contact with, who are going to be their representatives or their employees. I have watched so many people who they had a dream, and then the dream is kind of like in this ethereal realm. And that they think someday I'm going to do it. And some people, unfortunately, they are living like they've got 200 years to live. And that dream is just something that's out there, and they continue to put it off. It's like procrastination. They say the greatest nation is determination, but the worst nation is procrastination. And so they continue to put it off. And then eventually that dream begins to fade, and as they get older, you know, they start justifying their dream. Well, you know, I'm too old now. You know, I should have taken advantage of it before. And so their mind gets clouded. And that's where, when you have a dream, you've got to have those goals. I believe everybody that's in business, they should have a list every day. Mine is called a to-do list. And every day, you know, I've got about 25 places where I can put things that have to be done today, and I'll write down every little thing, whether it's important or whether it's something that's, you know, trivial, non-important, but still something that I want to get done. And then I will go back, Steve, and with a highlighter, I will put number one. If nothing in the world gets done today, here is one thing that's got to get done. That's my number one priority. Then I'll go to number two, number three, number four, number five. Now, I may have 25 things on my list. I may only get 6 or 7 of those things done, but the things I get done are going to be the things that are going to help my company, that are going to help my employees, that are going to help my, you know, my personal growth. And the other things, if they don't get done, well, they just get passed over to my list for the next day. And oftentimes things will come up, and I have to reprioritize. Things may come up, and all those things that I had on my list, let's say from Monday, I put them on the list from Tuesday, and because they were not really, really crucial, then they go onto my list, and they don't get done maybe till Wednesday or maybe till Thursday. But eventually they do get done. But having those dreams and having those goals, and then the last thing, a man or a woman who starts a business, Steve, they have got to have a passion about it. They've got to be excited. They've got to be energized. They've got to be electrified, supercharged, quickened. They've got to have this drive, this passion that drives them onward. And they keep their goals in sight. But it's that passion, and that passion that comes by putting yourself on a personal program of self-improvement and development where you're learning and growing every day. And then some of the greatest thrill in my life has come when I've shared these principles with people I'm working with, and to see them begin to grow, and they begin to be leaders. And then they go and they branch off on their own, and it's like, you know, you were an eagle and you raised a little eaglet and taught that eagle to fly, and next thing you know, he's up there flying. And, you know, when they come back and they say, hey, you know, thanks for the advice, thanks for the inspiration, thanks for the direction. And I believe there's a philosophy, I believe, each one teach one. And when I come to be an entrepreneur, I had to learn two very important lessons, Steve. One of them was, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And the second one was, it's not so much the matter you cover, it's the manner in which you cover the matter that makes all the difference in the world. And one of the greatest books that I ever read early in my career was a book called Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman. And, you know, he talked about people who have great natural intellect. They may go to Harvard or Yale or Princeton or Brown or Columbia. They may go to UCLA or University of Washington, great universities, and have lots of knowledge, but their personal skills are lacking. Their interpersonal skills have to grow. And so what happens is they become socially awkward, and that stunts their growth, and oftentimes they are not able to get into the entrepreneurial business, and they wind up working for another company all their life. And it's not because they don't have the education, not because they don't have the knowledge, but they don't have the people skills. And as an entrepreneur, that is one thing that I see that dooms more businesses to fail, is they don't develop the ability to communicate with their employees.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's so important. I love that phrase. I've used it on the show a couple of times. I'm not even sure if I remember who it was that said it to me first. But I love the phrase, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's so important to be truly invested and truly interested in people. We were talking on the episode just a couple of weeks ago about the best way to find your writing voice is by truly being invested in a close group of people that allow you the ability to really truly dig deep into your story, and not just you know, not just always be on the surface level, but that you actually genuinely dig in and deal with those kind of things. And we need that in order to be who we are. And the people that work with us and the people that we serve in our businesses, all of those people need to know that we care. I just love that phrase so much. I have it on my wall. I'm constantly telling it to clients and stuff. You know, I just can't say it enough. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. In fact, I like that one so much that what I'm going to do is I'm going to take us into the break saying it to you one more time. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Think about that, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. And let's start the conversation.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you, and we want to help. I work with my wife, Kathy, and together we form the business development super team, Thrive Business Development. We are here to provide you with well-researched business strategies and empowered, step-by-step, courageous coaching to help you avoid overwhelm and break through to the next level of your business. Just for listening to the show, we want to give you a free gift. All you have to do is email steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. We will help you get a free gift and access to specials from all of our guests. That's Steve at WeHelpYouThrive.com. Let us help you be a thriving entrepreneur today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Ernie Villanueva. We are talking to you today about how important it is to be motivated and to be inspired in order to super grow, to dynamically explode the growth in your business. We talked about in the last segment how important it is that you not only be motivated, but that you be a motivator so that the people that work with you know how much you care. And they're motivated to work with you because they know that you're invested in them. And I really appreciate you bringing that up, Ernie. So now in this segment, let's talk a little bit more about the nitty-gritty of motivation. How does a person keep themselves motivated?
Well, you know, I have a lot of definitions that roll around in my subconscious mind all the time. And as an entrepreneur, if I could share a few of these. Number one, the definition of success. The simplest and most concise definition that I've ever heard, and I believe is very, very appropriate for an entrepreneur, is that the definition of success is the progressive realization of a worthwhile goal. And by that definition, every one of us can make up our mind that we're going to be a success today, because we can make up our mind that we're going to put ourselves on a permanent program of self-improvement and development. And one of the other ones is patience. The definition of patience is the ability to idle your motor when you feel like stripping your gears. Another one is discipline. Discipline is remembering what you want. Why did you go into business? Was it to escape the 9-to-5? Was it to escape having somebody looking over your shoulder and sometimes telling you things that to do that you know that you could do them better, you could make better decisions, and you wanted to break out, you wanted to be free, you wanted to grow at a rate that you wanted to grow, not at the rate the company wanted you to grow. And I think that's what most people, when they launch out into the entrepreneurship field, they have a desire for freedom. And one of the other ones, a great one that I got from one of my mentors, and you were talking about mentors before, and I've had the opportunity to mastermind and brainstorm and solution storm with some of the greatest teachers that I think are on the planet, and had an opportunity to work with Cavett Robert, who is. He started the National Speakers Association, and every year they give out awards. It's like an Academy Award. They give it out to the speaker who most exemplifies excellence in public speaking. And when I was living in Arizona, he was about 78 years old, and he came and heard me speak one time. I was doing a seminar for a company locally in Phoenix, and he came to speak with me, and he decided that he wanted to mentor me. That was an unbelievable experience. I had a couple of other people that worked in direct sales that helped me. But I suggest people get involved. Toastmasters is a wonderful place to go and to be around other like-minded people. And people go to Toastmasters because they want to learn about public speaking. They want to learn about, you know, interpersonal relationships and communication. And so there's so many good organizations in most communities that are networking. You can go on the internet, go to Google, look for networking organizations in your county, and I'm sure that you'd be able to find one. One of the other things, Steve, that is so crucial, and I'm going to read this to you, and I'm sure that over the times that you and I have worked together in the past, you've heard me share it before, but it starts like this. I am your constant companion. I am your greatest helper or your heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I am at your command. Half the tasks you do, you might just as well turn over to me, and I'll be able to do them quickly and correctly. I am easily managed, You must merely be firm with me. Show me exactly how you want something done, and after a few lessons, I will do it automatically. I am the servant of all great men, and alas, of all failures as well. Those who are great, I have made great. Those who are failures, I have made failures. I am not a machine, but I work with all the precision of a machine, plus the intelligence of a man. You may run me for profit or run me for ruin. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will put the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. And the question is asked, who am I? And the answer is, I am habit. You see, all of us, we are victims of habits, whether those habits are good habits or bad habits. I don't mean to say we're victims. I say we're slaves to good habits or slaves to bad habits. And, you know, habits are things that once you do them, you have to make a new habit. You have to do something every day for 30 days before your body and your mind can accept that, whether it's getting up and going to a gym or whether it's you decide you're going to get some good motivational material, whether it's CDs or DVDs, or you're going to get some books, and you're going to spend a certain amount of time. It can start with as little as 15 minutes a day, and before long, most people who are really committed to success, it'll grow. They'll spend 30 minutes, and you know, they'll get up a little bit earlier in the day. They'll stay a little bit later at nighttime before they go to bed, or they'll listen to a CD while they're on their way to sleep. And so these habits, they are what frame the great people in our life. And I have been so blessed to know that anything that the mind of man can decide that he wants to do, if he applies discipline and determination and drive and dedication, there is no reason why he can't determine it. Because basically, every person that you meet, they are a multi-billion dollar piece of equipment. And when I say that, I say, you know, would you be willing to sell your eyes if I was going to give you $1 million? Most people would say, not a chance. How about your ears? How about one arm? How about one leg? You see, so we take our body for granted. We take our mind for granted. We take our health for granted. They often say that people don't appreciate what they have until they lose it. And I've seen people go out and make great fortunes, Steve, and after the money was no longer a motivating factor for them, they get into habits that destroyed them, like wine, women, and song. And before you know it, they're in a deep, dark dungeon of desperation and depression. And the people who they were working with, they're watching them sink. And a lot of times, you know, they move aside. They say, "Hey, you know, I don't want to be a part of this anymore." And I just see them just drop so quickly. Fortunately, I've seen some of them make remarkable comebacks, and they have learned from their lessons. But the best thing is, somebody told me a long time ago, it's a mad dog that lets a mad it's a fool that lets a mad dog bite him any more than one time. And so a lot of times people, they have to go through failures. And some of the most wealthy people in the world, they have failed time and time and time and time again. Walt Disney was a great example. You know, he went bankrupt several times before he ever got Disney World off the ground. You know, Einstein was considered an idiot. Edison had to install all his light bulbs free of charge to get anybody to even think about it. You know, the same thing went with the telegraph, the telephone, Bell. He had to go before a whole bunch of congresses before he could ever get his patent approved. So, you know, failure is something that we can either let destroy us or we can grow from it. But if we can learn from other people, if we can learn from books, we can learn from people who have achieved success by listening to their information in whatever form, books, CDs, DVDs, MP3s, then a lot of people would not have to make the failures that other people make, Steve.
I think that's so important because I think that all too often we just take our days for granted. You know, we don't intentionally face our day with a plan and face the hurdles that are going to come because we all live in the world. Stuff comes up. If we don't plan, we won't succeed. If we don't have a plan for how we're going to stay up, stay inspired, stay motivated in the difficult times. I mean, everybody can be happy when you're at a party and everybody's happy and the music's going and, you know, it's all just great. Everybody could be happy if somebody walked up to you and gave you $1 million right now. You know, I mean, if you're doing so well in life that $1 million doesn't excite you, well, please call me and we'll talk about what you can do with your excess money, I guess, because I know multimillionaires. I've even been blessed to meet a couple of billionaires, and I can tell you that every dollar they make, they celebrate just as much as the dollars they've made. You can't ever get to a place in life where you're not excited about today and about what the opportunities are available. You've got to keep yourself motivated. And so we're going to ruminate on that here just for a minute or two while we run another commercial. And then we're going to come back and we're going to supercharge you. I've known Ernie for more years than I'm going to admit now. But I think, what, we've known each other for seriously like about 25 years now, I think. And I have heard Ernie turn some people on their ear. And in this next segment, Ernie's going to talk to you about how awesome you are. I've even got a thought in my head that I'm going to prompt him here with a little bit. But even if I didn't, I can guarantee you, you are an amazing person. And I tell this to you every time, but you're going to hear it again. You are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you. God has you here on this planet to fill a reason, and we want to help you with that. So listen to this commercial. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you, and we want to help. I work with my wife, Kathy, and together we form the business development super team, Thrive Business Development. We are here to provide you with well-researched business strategies and empowered, step-by-step, courageous coaching to help you avoid overwhelm and break through to the next level of your business. Just for listening to the show, we want to give you a free gift. All you have to do is email steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. We will help you get a free gift and access to specials from all of our guests. That's steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. Let us help you be a thriving entrepreneur today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve. I'm here with Ernie Villanueva. We have given you just a little taste, just a little treat. We told you starting off that you are responsible for motivating yourself, that motivating your people is important. We talked to you just a little bit in the last segment about how you need to be responsible for motivating yourself. But now we're going to take you to a whole new level. We're going to turn your life on your ear right now by helping you understand just how incredibly amazing you are. Ernie and I were actually talking during the commercial, and I'm just going to prompt him, and then he's going to take off with it. There is a book called The Greatest Miracle in the World, written by Og Mandino, and he talks about just how amazing it is that you could even exist on this planet. And so with that prompt and with the thought in mind of celebrating you, Ernie, take it away. Let these people set them on fire.
All right, Steve. I just want to preface that by saying that way back in 1976, a man, a friend of mine that I was doing some work with, he came up and said, Ernie, he says, I've got a book I think you'd like. And I said, really? And I looked at it, and the book was only 108 pages, and some of the pages only have one paragraph on the entire page, and it was called The Greatest Salesman in the World. So I went back into my condo. I was living down in Orlando, Florida. I sat down, and I read the book. And I was literally, I was stunned by the impact that that book had upon me. And so I went back. And, you know, back then, I was not a Christian back then. And it was the first time in my life that I ever hugged another man. I hugged him, and there were tears in my eyes. And I just said, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you giving me that book. And he said, wow. He said, I wasn't expecting that kind of reaction from you. And he said, if you think that book was good, he said, wait till you read the next one I got for you. And then he handed me The Greatest Miracle in the World. And that was like being blasted into another dimension, a motivational realm or a sphere that I had never, ever been in my life. And right around that same time, Steve, the movie Rocky came out. And I was working with a group of salespeople, and that movie Rocky, I mean, it just really, I mean, it rocked me. And I think I probably went to that movie about 8 or 10 times, and I was bringing all my salespeople at different times. I'd bring 3 or 4 of them with me and want them to watch that movie. And the impact that that movie had, and between those two books that we deposited into their mind, it was incredible, the sales heights that our organization climbed to. And then back in 1984, I moved to Arizona, and in Arizona, that's the headquarters for the National Speakers Association, and I got a chance to meet Og Mandino. And they used to have a meeting the first Saturday of each month, and Tom Hopkins would come, and Cavett Robert would come, and Og Mandino, because they all had houses there around Phoenix or Scottsdale area. And I had a chance to meet Og Mandino. And the people, Steve, he was like the Pied Piper, and they would just walk around behind him, and there were doctors and dentists and lawyers and scientists and every kind of profession you could imagine that had been inspired by his books, and they just wanted to get, you know, a little insight into, you know, how they could make their life a little bit better, or they just wanted to thank him for the inspiration that God gave him to write those books. And so, you know, when you're talking about valuing yourself, you know, every one of us, we were engineered for success. I don't believe that any one of us, when we were born, that our mothers and fathers held us in their arms and, you know, sang a song, Rockabye Loser. I believe every parent, when they look at their newborn child, they have great plans and dreams, and they want them to grow. They want to give them the best environment, the best education. They want to see them succeed. They look forward to being grandmothers and grandfathers. And so we were engineered for success. We were born to win, but the problem is people learn to lose, and they learn to lose because of the influence that they are around. And, you know, I remember my childhood. And people used to say, well, you know, problem with my son, the problem with my daughter, they got involved with the wrong crowd. Well, I hate to say it, when I was a kid, I was that wrong crowd. And, you know, there was not too many things that were positive about me because I just wanted to heap as much pleasure on myself as I could. But as I grew and as I was exposed to other people, it was like a light bulb came on in my brain. And I found out that I was engineered for success. I was designed for accomplishment. I was endowed with the seeds of greatness. But in order to manifest those seeds of greatness, I had to know what I'm doing, love what I'm doing, and believe what I'm doing. I had to have the passion of a lover, the fire of a crusader, the dedication of a saint, and the perseverance of a martyr. And the more that I grew, Steve, the more that I wanted to grow, the more success that I had, the more that I desired to have it. And my great thrill, again, was watching other people who I had the opportunity to teach or train. I had the opportunity to watch them grow. And it was just like, you know, just like watching your children grow and watching them, you know, climb mountains that, you know, when they first came into the company, they would have thought were totally insurmountable. But then after the training and after the habits kick in and they have that dream and they have that goal and they have that passion, it becomes like automatic. It becomes as natural as breathing for them to go out and achieve success on a daily basis because they've got their goal. They know what they're doing and they have been trained well. And they are on a permanent program of self-improvement and development. You know, one of the things, Steve, that, and I encourage everyone who's listening, if you will get those two little books, The Greatest Salesman in the World and The Greatest Miracle in the World, the author's name is Og, O-G, Mandino, M-A-N-D-I-N-O. You can buy them at any bookstore and one's 108 pages, one's 111 pages. But if you want to talk about taking yourself through an incredible paradigm shift, a transformation of your insight into other people and to yourself, that would be the greatest thing that I could suggest for you. And I know, Steve, you've gone through that transformation. And I'm just so thankful that you have this radio broadcast and you're trying to share that word with other people.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so important for us to understand how incredibly, to quote the Bible, because, you know, we said at the beginning, I'm a third generation minister, so you know I'm going to sneak it in there. The Bible says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Right.
You know, the thing about it is that we exist because of a literal microsecond in time that two people got together at that exact second, a day before, a day later, another person, you know, you wouldn't exist. You wouldn't be you. God was so interested in having you on this planet to fulfill your destiny that he didn't care who the two people were that needed to come about. Some of us have great parents and some of us don't. He doesn't care about the environment that it brought you into. Some people grew up in mansions and some people grew up with nothing. None of those things mattered because what mattered is that you needed to exist. There is no such thing as a person that's an accident or that's born onto this planet without a purpose. There aren't just, you know, some people running out there that are like, well, you know, that's the person that they're just drones and, you know, they're just here because, you know, we needed somebody to fill up that space of the world. Every single person on this planet has a unique divine destiny that they need to fulfill. And whether that destiny is as simple as being on your job and giving somebody an encouraging, bright smile and a good word, I mean, that can impact people's lives. Think about the time
you're exactly
you're
right,
in the
Steve.
Store, you know, and somebody has said something harsh to you and it's ruined your day. But think about the times that you've been in a store and that person has been a bright, shiny object in the middle of a bad day and you leave the store feeling better just because somebody smiled and was nice to you. Some people are designed to be the Oprah Winfreys and the Bill Gates and you know, the list of all the people that are up and coming that are designed to fill those destinies too. It doesn't matter what that destiny is. What matters is that you need to bring 100% of who you are. You're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. The world needs you. You are the greatest miracle on this planet. The sun comes up every day. You don't have anything to do with it, but that's not the greatest miracle. Babies are born every day, and that's a great miracle. But you are the greatest miracle on this planet. You living up to your purpose, fulfilling your destiny, being all that you can be, and sharing what you were created to be with the world, and being out there, that is the greatest miracle in the world. We
that is
are
powerful,
so
Steve.
To tell you that and to share that with you. We want you to know just how important you are.
You know, one of the things that that has always stuck out with me, when opportunity comes my way, I've got to have a spirit of discernment to know whether to go forward with it or whether it's not the right time, not the right place, not the right person. But I do know one thing. When a good opportunity comes by and we miss it, because sometimes opportunities look better going than they did coming, but we are going to miss 100% of the opportunities that we don't take advantage of. And I can think of many, many people who said, oh, if I had only invested in this stock, if I'd only invested in that stock, if I had only gone and furthered my education. You know, it's a if. I've got a saying for if a bird had a radio on his back, there'd be music in the air. And so, you know, I want to just encourage people, don't use excuses. The most terrible thing that can happen to a person, Steve, is if they find an excuse that they like and they buy into that excuse and they develop what I call excuse-itis. See? And then they decide to live in the comfort zone. And the comfort zone, literally, it becomes the dead zone. And a person just, you know, they're just kind of treading water. They're not going anywhere. They bought into the whole bill of goods, go to work for a company when you're, you know, when you're in your 20s and then you work till you're 65 years old. Then you get a gold watch and a Kool-Aid and cookie party. Then you get listed in Who's Through in America and you get paroled to your wife and you go home and die of a heart attack a couple of years later because you have nothing to keep you busy. And so the greatest thing you can do to reward yourself and to appreciate yourself is to learn about you and the talents and the potential that is laying deep down inside of you that has to be dug out. It's like a diamond. You know, those diamonds, oftentimes they lie there for hundreds, even thousands of years, and the earth is pressurizing that diamond until finally somebody uncovers it, and then they got to bring it to a person who can analyze it and say, yes, this is a diamond. Then that master craftsman cuts the diamond, shines it up, then it can be displayed for everybody to see. And everybody on the radio land, I want to say you are a potential diamond, and you can start coming to your true value today.
All right. I want to see you all right now make that mental shift. Start seeing yourself as a diamond and start allowing yourself to be polished right now today. Think about that while you're listening to this break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. and once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you, and we want to help. I work with my wife, Kathy, and together we form the business development super team, Thrive Business Development. We are here to provide you with well-researched business strategies and empowered, step-by-step, courageous coaching to help you avoid overwhelm and break through to the next level of your business. Just for listening to the show, we want to give you a free gift. All you have to do is email steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. We will help you get a free gift and access to specials from all of our guests. That's steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. Let us help you be a thriving entrepreneur today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with my great friend Ernie Villanueva, and we have been celebrating what an awesome creation you are and your wonderful place on this planet. For those of you who are interested, Ernie has a volume of material that he can help you out, help you stay motivated, wired, fired, and inspired, which, by the way, is the name of one of his audio series. Ernie, tell people how they could get in contact with you or get a hold of your material.
Yeah, thank you, Steve, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you and to be with your guests on the radio program. And if they'd like to contact me, they can just go to Inspiration, or they can go to ErnieVillanueva.com, and we can be reached at 1-800-685-8608. And I've got a couple of CDs or DVDs that I think would fit right into what we've been speaking about. One of them is called The Quest for Success, and the other one is what I had alluded to earlier about dreams, goals, and passion. And if you're a salesperson, you need to get the CD or DVD called 5 Steps to Successful Selling. I look forward to hearing from you. And in closing, I would just like to say, I wrote a book a while ago. It was called In Search of a Perfect Attitude. And the reason that I wrote that book, Steve, it came to me one day. It was just like an epiphany. And the thought came into my mind, common form of addictive behavior in all of human nature is a negative attitude. And I went to the Bible, and I was reading in the Bible where it said, a righteous man is like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and everything that man doeth shall prosper. So I started thinking, well, what about an unrighteous man? He's like a tree planted by a sewer or a septic tank or a cesspool, and everything they do is going to be rotten and perverted and polluted. So I drew a little stick man, like a man, and then I just drew little lines, the kind of the attributes that go into making up a person's character and personality. And the first root, and I'm going to be very, very brief, the first root is the root of criticism. And a lot of times, you know, people learn that from their parents, they learn it from television, they learn it from music, they learn it from, you know, from the people they associate with at school. So criticism, and then pessimism. Pessimism is a dark room where negatives are developed. And then from pessimism comes cynicism, and then sarcasm. So now you've got a full-blown negative attitude on the way, and the fruits of that negative attitude are going to be fear. And fear is a four-letter word, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And then the next one is anger. Now, we're living in a day where road rage, boat rage, air rage, domestic rage, every kind of rage that you can think about. Think about how many people are sitting in prison right now because they lost their temper and they hit somebody or they did something, or domestic violence, or out on the roads, people did stupid things with their cars, and now they hurt somebody and they're in jail for assault and battery, or even worse, for manslaughter or murder. And so anger is one letter short of danger. Put the D in front of anger and you've got danger. So now you've got fear and anger. The next one is procrastination, and we already talked about procrastination as the assassination of motivation. And then from there, we go to anxiety, and from anxiety, we go into full-blown depression, where a person literally, they start experiencing the horror of hopelessness. And we're seeing a lot of times people they're coming back from war zones and they're fighting things, you know, like post-traumatic stress syndrome. Well, a lot of people that I know, they're fighting the same kind of symptoms, but it's because they did not guard their mind and train their brain. You know, the brain is a wonderful, wonderful apparatus, but we have got to be the one to activate it. And so negativity is public enemy number one in a person's life. And to overcome negativity, like I said, you've got to splice the tape of those thoughts that are constantly going around in your mind, splice the tape, put new information in there. Now, we talked about negativity being public enemy number one. Private enemy number one is fear. And fear, it will paralyze somebody. It will leave them numb and dull and desensitized, frozen, immobilized, not able to, you know, to do the things they want to do, not able to do for their family what they want to do. And all that leads to is more confusion and more frustration. And a lot of times, you know, parents, they take it out on each other, or they take it out on their children because they're on the stress express. And so, just in closing, I'd like to give you this little exercise to do. And Steve, this is something that has worked so miraculously for thousands and thousands of people who have written to me and called me, or people I've met in seminars. And I told them, you know, what you've got to do, if you want to really grow, go get a pad of paper. And in that pad of paper, start writing. Write down everything that's ever happened to you that was hurtful, that was negative, every time you've been wounded and bruised and scarred and bullied, and you know you've gone through heartbreak and all kind of, write everything down. And this is for your eyes only, nobody else's eyes. And then go get a shovel and a match and some red paintbrush and a stone, just a big old rock stone. And then after you finish writing all the hurts and disappointments and failures and frustrations, then you take the match and you burn it and you dig a hole and you take the ashes of your past and put it in that hole and cover it up and then put the rock on top of it. Then take the red paint and the paintbrush and put rest in peace. So you have a formal funeral for your past. And every time those hounds of hell or demons of doubt try to come around and assault you and to bring up all your past and bring up all the negativity, you go right back out to that little grave that you made somewhere close by to your house and say, past, you are a liar. You are a fraud. You're an imposter. I didn't know then what I know now. But now I know better, and I'm going to be better.
I think that's a great phrase. When you know better, you can do better.
Right.
It's as simple as that. I've heard you say many times over, Ernie, your past does not equal your future.
Yesterday's a canceled check, tomorrow's a promissory note, and today is the only legal tender that we can spend. I mean, can you imagine trying to go to a bank and trying to cash a check that's already been cashed, or try to go to a bank and say, I got a promissory note and it's due 3 years from now, will you cash it for me? And yet that's what many people are doing. They're living in the past, and they're just they're restricted in their growth by what they've done in their past, or they're living in the future that somehow, somewhat, you know, many people, Steve, in America, sad to say, their dream and their goal for success, their plan for success, is that somehow, some way, they're going to hit the lottery, or some rich relative is going to die and leave them a whole bunch of money. And that's their plan. That's their retirement plan.
So, in closing, and I wish that we could keep Ernie here for you, if we had a several-hour show, we'd have read to you Greatest Salesman, Greatest Miracle, straight through. Talk about a life-changing experience. You really need to be in a room where you just go through that and watch not only yourself, but everybody in the room's whole lives change. But since we have to wrap up here today, what I want to leave you with is that thought, is that you are an incredible person, and that today is the best day of your life, because today is the only day of your life. Tomorrow's going to come, and then it'll be the only day of your life, but you can't deal with tomorrow. You need to make full use of today. Find ways to get yourself inspired. I encourage you to get those books. Ernie, I thank you so much for spending your time here with us today. I hope that people will get in contact with you and get some of your materials. And I just really look forward to hearing some reports back from people for how their lives have been changed because of this hour we spent together. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Steve. You've been a great friend through the years, and I look forward to many more years of working with you.
Absolutely. Well, this has been another episode of Thriving Entrepreneur, and I want you to remember that you are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you, and we want to help. I work with my wife, Kathy, and together we form the business development super team, Thrive Business Development. We are here to provide you with well-researched business strategies and empowered, step-by-step, courageous coaching to help you avoid overwhelm and break through to the next level of your business. Just for listening to the show, we want to give you a free gift. All you have to do is email steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. We will help you get a free gift and access to specials from all of our guests. That's steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. Let us help you be a thriving entrepreneur today.